On August 21st, I-15 throughout northern Utah will be the country's second busiest road as people flock to Idaho and Wyoming to view the total solar eclipse. KUER's Nicole Nixon spoke to the director of the Clark Planetarium about planning trips and viewing from home.
Safety first. Since Utah will only see a partial solar eclipse, special ISO-certified glasses are a must. They're widely available. The Clark Planetarium ordered 100,000 pairs and is selling them for $2 each. But some vendors are selling fake glasses that could damage the eyes. Planetarium Director Seth Jarvis says there's a simple test for finding a safe pair.
What you're really looking for are glasses that when you look around, the only thing you can see is the sun. You shouldn't see buildings and cars going by in sunlight.
Towns like Idaho Falls and Casper, Wyoming are expecting close to 500,000 visitors for the 2+ minutes of totality.
Wherever it is you plan to observe the eclipse on Monday the 21st, you should wake up Sunday morning the 20th at that location.
Jarvis recommends hitting the road early and packing all the essentials, including extra food, water, and gas.
Everything you're going to need, because every gas station, every grocery store, every McDonald's in the vicinity of the eclipse is going to have 1,000 cars all trying to get stuff out of there, and you don't want to get stuck.
There are watch parties planned all around northern Utah. The Clark Planetarium will have filtered telescopes at the Gateway and at Wheeler Farm in Murray. And Jarvis notes other celestial events in the coming years. An annular eclipse will pass over the state in 2023, and Utah will get a total solar eclipse in 2045.
That's going to be a very deep, powerful eclipse. Totality is going to last over 5 minutes. And then this eclipse path is going to bend down south, and it will be total eclipse in Arches National Park, which will be pretty cool. So stay in shape for August of 2045.
I'm going to book my campground right now.
Yes, you should. That's not a joke.
Nicole Nixon, KUER News.